Okay. Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item, meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update. I've just been told that we are needing to confirm about a document on the first action item. So if it's okay with the board, can we amend the agenda just to move down to the second action item and wait till the first one is ready with the documents?
Yes.
All right, let it be put on the record that we're choosing to amend the agenda and this to present it in this order. So let's consider a resolution designating polling locations for the November 5th, 2024 election. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. I don't know if you know Lucy.
Yes.
She's a relatively near hire. She's one that we brought over from Stender's group that he grief about, so. And of course, Robin. And Robin's been hard at work making sure that we get prepared for November. I know this morning it's about the polling locations. Statute, you have to set those. And so we're happy to report that the list that we have is similar to May, with one new addition, and that's a third early voting location at Southwest District Health. Otherwise, everything else is the same. And I and my team are ready for any questions that you might have. Otherwise, that's it.
Chairman, I just appreciate the clerk and his team and the hard work that they've done to secure the additional locations. We've heard very positive feedback as a board, your movement toward print-on-demand ballots, the whole thing to up the elections and integrity has been noticed by city, county, state at large. So Clerk Hogeboom and your team, thank you. Thank you, Jess Uresti in the back and everybody else that is doing just a tremendous job. I am in favor of what's been presented.
I concur, Mr. Chairman.
So confirming double kudos, triple kudos to our election staff. Thank you for the work that this takes. So,
yep. And Chairman, can we just have the early voting days put on the record, and then there's an attachment showing all the locations for that?
Yes, I can verbalize it.
Okay.
If that would help. So the Idaho Hispanic Community Center, that's the new name for it. And they've asked that we try to be very disciplined in using its new name, the Idaho Hispanic Community Center.
Okay.
And that's in Nampa, by Lakeview Park. The Caldwell Elks Lodge and then Southwest District Health are the three locations. And they'll be available from October 21st through November 1st, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for those 2 weeks prior. So lots of absentees are going out. Just so you know, absentees start going out this Friday. The first order, I think we've had over 15,000
yes.
and growing every day requests. Voter registrations are also growing every day. I think people are updating their registration as well as new people registering. So by the time we hit election day, we should have the most registered voters, I think, for an election cycle. And we're thinking we had about 79% turnout 4 years ago, and I'm anticipating 80% turnout. That's just kind of what I'm trying to prepare for. So we have a press release also that will go out for the record to try to help inform the public. I have it mostly drafted, and we'll work with constituent services to get that out to the press. The emphasis is to come prepared and to read sample ballot. So there's some other positive collaboration with the Secretary of State's office. They have the VoteIdaho.gov website, and it's not intuitive yet because it doesn't say sample ballot search. It's where do I vote. When you do that search and put in your address, you'll get the location, and there's also a link to the sample ballot. And the sample ballot that's linked is based on the data that we've uploaded for every single ballot style specific to the voter. So it's not just this generic master sample ballot. We're still going to have to produce that because statute requires us to do a publication in the paper, which is, of course, going to just be everything that could potentially be on any ballot. But we are relying on the voter lookup tool that we've spent a lot of time internally on. It makes more sense this time to piggyback with the state as far as directing voters as far as where to vote and what the sample ballot is. And that's already up and operative right now. We've tested that. So we're going to kind of bring that to the attention of voters as well. We also will do a small postcard. We did a letter ahead of the May primary that said, hey, this is where you vote. That was very specific. We're not going to do, hey, this is where you vote, specific to every single voter. We're going to do just a simple postcard with a QR code and to direct people to that VoteIdahoGov. Remind people that there are no changes unless someone's newly registered the day of vote in May. Then, but for those who already voted in May, their voting location is going to be the same. So the law requires if there's a change in polling location to send notice. We don't have any changes in location, so but we're still going to do the postcard. We have the budget for that, just to help, you know, be a reminder, and we'll feature the early voting options that are on there. Some of the critical deadlines on when absentee ballots can be requested and when that's and to direct people to look at the sample ballot. It took me about 10 minutes. I did a sample ballot. Now the Duo, the ballot marking device touchscreen will maybe be a little bit shorter because you're not filling in ovals, you're just tapping and moving on to the next item and then it prints it out. If they do a hand-marked ballot, which again is new, so we're not decreasing efficiency. That's something new that wasn't here 4 years ago, and it's not like we replaced Duos with this. So we're adding more efficiencies, but to do a hand-marked ballot, it's going to probably take around 10 minutes. Just reading the constitutional amendment, Proposition 1, the ambulance override, just those three things alone, just to read those things take about 5-6 minutes. And some people will have another measure in addition to those three measures. But everybody in the county will have at least those three measures on their ballot. So the emphasis is to have voters come prepared. There's going to be no less than 25 things on the ballot. Now, most of those are the retention of judges, unopposed people running for races. So people should fly through those things. But we have a 5-page ballot with no less than 25 items, and three of those things being, you know, chunks of information, facts, figures, numbers, that the voters going to have to. So our hope also is to print out a lot of sample ballots. We're already doing training. We've already done some training with chief judges, and we're really emphasizing that the greeter doing hospitality when people get in line, that there's sample ballots of the measures handed to voters while they're in line so they can make use of their time in line, so that by the time they get in the voting booth, they're not reading Prop 1 for the first time, the constitutional amendment for the first time, the ambulance override for the first time. Hopefully they'll have, once they go into the voting booth, hopefully they've already consumed that information. So that should hopefully expedite the voting in the booths a little bit. But yeah, our emphasis is to try to be as efficient as possible and get the information out and encourage people to come prepared.
That's pretty awesome. Thank you for the great information. I know you said the voteidaho.gov, it's a little harder to find, but is there a hyperlink on your Canyon County website that goes directly to those three issues? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. I'm totally in favor. And that's 53 polling locations now, or 52?
No, 45.
So we only have 51 precincts.
Okay.
So the 45 polling locations and then three early voting locations.
Awesome. Right. Chairman, unless Commissioner Brooks has any other information he would like to garner from this meeting, I move that the board signs the resolution designating polling locations for the November 5th elections 2024 as presented.
A second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks.
All right. Are we ready for the next agenda item?
Well, Mr. Chair, we are unable to find a signature page from the mayor, Caldwell. They've told us that he signed it and sent it over, but I think Lieutenant Flores could explain it more, but that's my understanding is we can't locate that email at this point today.
All right.
So there's a signature on the proposed agreement from the city of Nampa with the mayor's signature. The chief of police from Caldwell has signed also. So we're just missing, unable to locate the signature page from Caldwell, and are not having any luck when we talk to City Hall. So is that correct? I'll leave it to Lieutenant Flores if I'm incorrect in any of that.
Yes, Mr. Chair, fellow commissioners. In trying to track down the signed document for Caldwell's portion of this, the Treasure Valley Digital Forensics Task Force cost share agreement, according to an email that he sent to the Caldwell executive staff, he signed the document this morning. It was a DocuSign that he did this morning. But where it is at the moment is unknown. They're unable to get in contact with his office or his assistant to find out if that has been forwarded on or has just been signed and waiting for pickup. So I'll leave it at the discretion of the board if we'd rather wait till we have that signature verification or if we proceed forward to.
I'm comfortable to make a contingent motion that we tentatively approve it, understanding that it was their full intent that they had already signed it, but we cannot substantiate the document on our end. And then come back before us Tuesday if you can't get the signature, and we will have to amend. Otherwise, it's one and done, and we're over once you find the DocuSign. Is that amenable to everyone?
Yes, and Chairman.
Sounds great. Chief?
And Mr. Jerry, and also Sheriff Don Uzox, I signed it as well. But the legal staff would have to be Thursday because Tuesdays is canceled because of IAC.
Somebody won't be here, right?
Somebody will not.
Okay, so I would make a motion that we tentatively approve this today, and that if the document cannot be located that shows that it has the mayor of Caldwell signature, that this comes back before us on Thursday to consider some other option. Otherwise, in the meantime, if you locate that signature, then the motion is in full and force effect because we have substantiated.
Chairman, I'll second with a question, discussion. Is this an ongoing, is this an annual renewal, or is this the first time we've engaged with this?
So I guess we can dump into the nuts and bolts of it. So about a year ago, we came in front of the board because there had been a partnership expressed between the City of Nampa, the Police Department, the City of Caldwell Police Department, and us. And at the time, the Prosecutor's Office was also to form this Treasure Valley Digital Forensics Task Force. And there was a cost-sharing agreement at the time that had been come up, but there was some errors in the calculations of what the cost share would be to purchase the server, to purchase all the things, and it was not feasible for the county to proceed forward because it was considerably higher than what had been presented to the board. So we chose to opt out for a year. They've reapproached us, asking us to rejoin. At this point, it is just Caldwell and Nampa that have gone forward with the project and purchased the server and all those equipment. So this year's expenses would be essentially a three-way split of the cost of the digital forensics suite. The county's portion is slightly higher than the other two entities because we have licensing and equipment that we didn't buy last year that we have to buy this year. But yes, to answer your question, this would be our first year entering this, and this would be an annual renewal. So it wouldn't be a guarantee, the contract is written that way, that it would come before the board every year for whether or not we're going to continue to participate. If we've seen the fruits of the labor or the juices worth the squeeze, to use a euphemism there. Based on the analytics that, and I can't divulge a whole lot, but based on the analytics of how it's performed in the last year, with Nampa and Caldwell utilizing it, specifically Nampa, they've solved some pretty high profile cases as a result of this software and the ability for the AI software to do the analyzation of all of this digital information.
Cool.
And so it is paid for itself in volts. So
yeah, that's awesome. And I would want the chief to weigh in, who's doubling as the IT director.
Okay. All I'm saying is we have a pack jam morning. And if we go off the rails on this, I can't keep our schedule.
I understand what you're saying.
About 1 minute.
Do it.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, as a third hat of being kind of the IT director of the Sheriff's Office, I'm well aware of this software and being well aware of ICAC at the AG's office, which is a partner. This is a software that does unlocks on cell and mobile devices to capture text, send data, investigations. This actually is a really smart approach to cost share the software. It's very expensive, and the unlocks is where you pay the money for this on every device. So this cost share it's a brilliant approach.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
So, Chairman, I appreciate you allowing the chief to weigh in. It is important. We've had the software discussion on what hits our networks, and it's been vetted. And so with that information and the partnership with the sheriff and the local law enforcement, we want that. I move that we sign the Treasure Valley Digital Forensic Task Force cost share agreement as presented.
Mr. Chairman, you already made a motion and Commissioner Van Beek seconded it, so.
Now we're doubly covered.
So we could deal with the first motion and make note of Commissioner Van Beek's concern to include her part in the motion, and I'm good with that. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. And for the sake of Robert's Rules of Orders, the second motion is going to die for lack of a second. So, okay. All right. Anything else on this item?
No.
Okay. All right. That's great. We have an item that I'm needing legal counsel's input on, and I would like to consider an executive session. I think we've made you guys aware of that. So could we entertain a motion for that, please?
And Chairman, do you have subsections?
It's just legal counsel opinion.
Okay. Chairman, I move we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
And Commissioner Holton says yes. So we will recess to executive session.